Hello, welcome to Cambridge Riffs. We've got a very special show on this week because I'm going to be telling you about our new compilation CD from Cambridge Riffs. And I've got one in my hands here. You can hear it rattling, opening and closing. And it says, Cambridge Riffs presents Smell the Bicycle. That's the name of the CD. And basically, it's a CD featuring bands who've played on the shows over the last year, 18 months or so. And it's come out really well. Looks good. It sounds good. And during the show, I'll tell you more about it and where you can get hold of it. And this show, we're going to feature bands who are on the CD, and we're going to play other tracks from them. And who better to start us off than the Broken Family Band?
You didn't ask about my job. You didn't ask about where I've been. Didn't ask about the broken family band. You didn't ask about my ex-girlfriend. Well, now she's with a policeman, and he's making her happy, and that's making me happy. So I'm just looking to reconcile that. I need a week with my uncle, 'cause I've been hitting the booze too hard. I've been swimming in wine, I keep forgetting my problems and I'm making them up. How do you think you're gonna get me home? You ain't got any cigarettes no. How do you think we'd be just on our own? 'Cause I'm like a kid.
That's great, fantastic. Broken Family Band. It's called You're Like a Woman. And it's from their new album, or relatively new album, Balls. I think it really shows their sort of slightly new sound. You know, it starts out with traditional Broken Family Band and then sort of bursts into the more sort of you know, punky, distorted guitar soundy sort of version of the band. That's great. I like that line. I keep forgetting my problems, so I'm making it up. I think I recognise that feeling, yeah. And the good thing about the Broken Family Band is, just like I did then, people struggle to pigeonhole them, you know. They sort of say, they're always trying to say they're alt this, cowboy that, punky this, you know. And I saw somebody, a review of this album said Nirvana in Nashville. So, again, that's a possibility. But it's good that they can't be pigeonholed. So great, yeah. And they've got a track on the CD, and their track on the CD is called The Booze and the Drugs, and that's a good one as well. So yeah, Smell the Bicycle CD. You can check it out on our website, cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and you can buy it from the website if you want to. It's only £5. Or you can get it from the record shops in Cambridge. FOP and HMV are stocking it, and Virgin and Borders look as if they might be going to. So go into the shops and ask for it, and it'd be good to let them know that, you know, they can stock local bands and they will sell, you know, so go out and do that. Okay, so here's another band who are on the CD. It's a track called Rock Anya, and it's by The Swings.
I want to tell you about this place where you can live your dreams out at your own pace. I work so hard to pay my bills, then go out every week and get fucked up on pills. The disco dose has lost its magic. I swear, if I do another pill, I know I'll be sick. The city life is staggering me. There is one place I just know I'd rather be. Rock and you, rock and you, I ought to go away tonight. Rock and you, rock and you, where I just know I'll be alright. Your disco lies are dazzling me. We wanna be together, yet we wanna be. I left a note beside her door. Rock on you, what the fuck we waiting for? Rock on ya, where I just know I'll be alright. Your disco lights are dazzling me. We wanna be together, yet we wanna be free. I left a note beside her door. Rock on ya, rock on ya, what the fuck we waiting for?
Yeah, fantastic. The Swings. I love that song, Rock Anya. I want to go there. I don't know where it is. You have to check it out on the web. It sounds like some sort of rock Valhalla. Anyway, yeah, the Swings. And Anna from the Swings did the cover of our CD, of the Smell the Bicycle. It was my idea to have somebody smelling the bicycle, so in case you think she's a bit weird and warped, but she did all the artwork on it, so that was it looks really great, actually, really professional. It's fantastic. And what else? Oh, yeah, she's organising a CD launch party, so that's on February the 28th in the Portland Arms, and I think that she's finalising the bands on that soon, so again, keep an eye on the website and keep that date free, and then you can come along if you're in the Cambridge area. So, here's another band who are on the CD, and this lot are called The Morning People, and they write great songs. And one of the good things I like about them is that people appear in these songs who would never appear in any other song. For example, Paul Daniels and his wig, Belton and Ernie, Elton and Bernie, George Washington, and Chris Eubank. And the songs are about stuff that's sort of different than normal songs as well, so they're really great. And this one, as I say, by The Morning People, it's called Older Women.
Older women are all the rage. Certain confidence comes with age. Brown hair may be streaked with grey. Older women are okay. Older women understand the fickle heart that beats inside a man. It's never easy to a plan, but older women can. They know their bodies and they know their minds, and I know you'll like it if you give it a try.
Great song, The Morning People, and a song called Older Women. Yeah, and real people turn up in some of his songs, as I say, and I like it when that happens. And I can remember once coming back from some sort of work outing on a bus and having a competition with the chap sitting next to me. And we had to take turns to name real people who appeared in Bob Dylan songs. It's really good. There's loads of them, actually. You know, Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, and Richard Burton even appears in one of them. I don't know if you know. See if you can guess what that one is. There's loads of them. Anyway, so, hello. This is Cambridge Riffs. We put out podcasts roughly once a month. And you're listening to this one, obviously. But you can check out some of the other ones as well if you go to the website. That's cambridgeriffs.co.uk. You can listen to the ones going back to October 2005. A load of great bands, and you can link through to the band's websites from our website, so you can find out more about them, find out, you know, what CDs they're bringing out and what their shows are and things like that. So, it's called Cambridge Riffs, and it covers Cambridge sort of area, Cambridgeshire, really. And that covers Peterborough and Huntingdon, rock cities as well. Here's someone from Peterborough, at least I think he's from Peterborough. It's the amazing James Chadwick.
Last night I dreamed I held you in my arms, was lonely again. And I wish that I was someone you could love, and not someone that you drive away. And I wish that I had stayed just a little longer, just a little longer in your heart. 'Cause mine starts to beat just a little faster, just a little faster when you're around. My friends all tell me I'm such a glorious fool for letting things happen this way. But we justify ourselves for the bad things that we do, and don't care what others will say. And I wish that you had stayed just a little longer, just a little longer than you did. 'Cause those feelings that you made became just a little stronger, just a little stronger when you left. They say if there's no future, then nothing should happen in case of pain and suffering. But you played me that song with the words so sad, and I forgot everything. So honey, won't you sing those words just like you mean them? Else I just can't listen to what you say. Won't you look me in the eye, tell me that you need me the way that I seem to need you. Starts to make sense around 3 a.m. The small hours are the longest of the day. And I just wish that you would stay just a little longer, just a little longer here with me. The night is so cold, like the stories of old, and there's no place that I'd rather be.
Yeah, great. That was James Chadwick singing a song called 3 a.m. I really love that voice he sings in. It's fantastic. It reminds me of that thing people say, you know, it would sound good even if you're singing the telephone directory. And that's a bit of a corny comment, but there are some voices like that. I mean, you know, I think I'd buy an album of Tom York singing the telephone directory, Syd Barrett maybe, you know. Another thing I was thinking of when I was listening to that song is he was talking about some song that somebody was singing. You know, you play that song with the words so sad or something. And I was just thinking, I wonder what it is, you know, what's the saddest songs there are out there? That River by Joni Mitchell, that's pretty sad, isn't it? And Heart Like a Wheel, do you know that one? The McGarrigles, that's pretty sad. Anyway, who knows? Okay, so here's another track from the from a band who are on the CD, and it's Opaque, and this is from their album The Last Moustache. And it's a bit different than the ones we played before. It's a bit less sort of noisy. It's a quieter one, and a love song, I think, really. And it's called Back of the Bus. Was Opaque with a song called Back of the Bus. That's great. I love the way he sings "So Long, Suckers" in that one. It's fantastic. Opaque from Peterborough. And if you go onto our website, you can link through to all the band's websites to find out what they're up to, where the gigs are, and so on. So more about the CD. It's called Smell the Bicycle. Great title. And if you're in Cambridge, you should be able to get it in the shops. You can pop into FOP or HMV and ask them for copies. I think they've got some, and they're processing them at the moment. And Virgin and Borders have been helpful as well. So hopefully we can persuade them to get them on the shelves. And the Explorer magazine as well, that Cambridge magazine, are doing an article on the CD. So that should be good. That should raise the interest. So it's all going pretty well. So, and if you can't get it in the shops, you can get it on the website. So click onto our website, www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. I can send you one. Okay, so this is another band who've got a track on the CD. It's New World Record. The band's called New World Record. And they've got a beautiful track on the CD called Mono Lake, which I played on a podcast a few podcasts ago. And this is another great song as well. And it's called Fires.
After dark, because it makes us feel we live a little longer. And we try not to be scared, even though noises always sound a little louder. All the shadows meet the blue light of the moon, and always monsters that we run from. Concentrating on the accidents and incidents that make us into someone. Whatever happened to the nights and lovers and friends, a new world left behind where the bright lights guide us into the dawn and slowly.
By New World Record. Great songs, those. I really like them. But I never know what they're about, you know, but I like them all the same. Mind you, there's loads of songs I don't know what they're about. I was listening to Hunky Dory the other day. I mean, what's Bewley Brothers about, for heaven's sake? Or Life on Mars, for that matter. Who knows? Anyway, here's a band who have unfortunately called it a day and folded. It's The Visions. We played them a few podcasts ago. And the track we played is on the album. It's called Morrissey's Tongue. It's a brilliant track. But even though they folded, you can still get their album. They're on Repeat Records, and you can go to that website. And the link is on the CD and on our website, so you can go through to there. And you can buy the album. They've got this album. I think it's called The Dawn Parade, and it's got a whole load of really good tracks on, so check that out. And this one's one of them. It's called The Craving. It's just really good. It's got great line. Can a life of hate be saved by love if you want it enough? It's big questions. So here they are anyway, The Visions.
If you want it enough, can a life of hate toes in dirt like daffodils in the mid-March snow. Your hope's my only hope, your fate's my only faith, your fate's my only faith, my only faith. Made to crave. Someone on your side doesn't make you weak, it makes you strong. It makes you strong. Made to crave.
The Craving by The Visions, if you like that, you'll like the one on the CD even better, Morrissey's Tongue. So buy the CD and get it, or check out their own album on Repeat Records. And I really like that harmonica as well. That helps you, if you've got harmonica in your track, that helps you get on Cambridge Riffs, along with twangy guitar solos as well. So there you go, there's a tip for you. Okay, next song. So this is dedicated to girls who are 5'1", almost an ideal height, and it's the Shivers.
Well, I found myself some pint-sized dynamite.
Show me, brother.
Oh, she can blow holes through the darkest of night.
Don't say.
Well, she ain't no vertical challenge. In fact, she ain't no trouble at all. I got a second chance, and it's a 155 cm.
Got the work. big, big part of my world. And these thoughts of love are gonna swallow me whole.
The Shivers, 155 centimetres. So they've got a new album out as well. It's called It Ain't Easy Being In, and you can get it from their website. So if you follow the links from our website, you can have a look at it. And it's more of those great songs, with the, you know, loose backing and great vocals. He's got a really good voice, that guy, so brilliant. Yeah, check it out. Okay, so here's another band who've got a new album coming out a little bit later in March, I think it is, and this is Solvent, or Solvent UK, as they're now called. And the album's called Nazca Lines. Nazca Lines. What's that? That's those sort of spooky lines in the desert, isn't it? They're drawing strange monkeys and things. I think so. Anyway, and one of their songs called We All Fall Down opens up the Smell the Bicycle CD compilation, and it's a real great guitar rocker to blast in at the beginning of the CD. And this is another one as well, and it's called Wasting All My Time.
Thank you. love to wake the dead, and I'll keep searching for the answers. Clock that's in my head, I guess it's all the same. Reminds me, been wasting all my time. I'm wasting my time.
Yeah, Wasting My Time by Solvent UK. Great. There's one more song. Remember to check out the CD and, help support music in Cambridgeshire. And listen to more of the podcasts. And if you can, come along to the CD launch party, which is going to be in the Portland Arms on Wednesday, February the 28th. Originally going to be on March the 3rd, but the Portland double booked, I'm afraid, so we've had to move it to February the 28th. So if anybody's got March the 3rd in their calendars, switch it to the Wednesday of the week before. And we're going to have bands from the CD playing there, so that should be good as well. So here's the last track, you just listen to this intro. This is real rock and roll. This is The Rockets.
Give me a piece of your mind.
Share, the Rockets. Nobody rocks quite like them, do they? It's called Roll With The Punches, that one. Fantastic. And a great voice, too, actually. I just noticed as I was listening to that, a touch of R. Liam, I think, in there, don't you think? That can't be bad. Pretty good. And, yeah, a better guitar solo than Noel as well. Sorry, Noel, don't take it to heart, but it's true. Yeah, the Rockets, great. Okay, so it looks like it's the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope I haven't gone on too much about the CD, but it is really good, and there's bands on there who we haven't been able to play because of time constraints and stuff. There's Equinox, Buchiodine, Badwell Ash, The Ninth Plan, AD, The Friendly Society, Dear Old Blighty, and this interview are also on the CD, so it's pretty good. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and watch out for the next show.